This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine defense officials report their forces fought off Russian troops and were able to retake a strategically important suburb outside Kyiv early Tuesday after a fierce, protracted battle. Explosions and bursts of gunfire shook the city, and heavy artillery fire could be heard from the northwest, where Russia has sought to encircle and capture several suburban areas of the capital. The officials say the regained territory allowed Ukrainian forces to retake control of a key highway and block Russian troops from surrounding Kyiv from the northwest. Still, the defense ministry said Russian forces partially took other northwest suburbs of Bukha, Hostomel, and Irpin, some of which had been under attack almost since Russia's military invaded nearly a month ago. Meanwhile, exhausted Mariupol survivors have continued to arrive by train in the western city of Lviv. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One woman, Julia Kreitska, who made it out of the blasted city with her husband and son, has told the AP in one compartment there were 10 or 11 people, with others in the corridor. But when you're going to safety, it doesn't matter. Her hands shaking as she spoke. The group, she says, had been lucky to get out after volunteers had found them in the besieged city. Kreitska adds, "There's no connection with the world there. We couldn't ask for help. The people of Mariupol don't have a chance to be heard. They don't even have water there." She wasn't aware of cases of people being taken into Russia from the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News.